Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. He's always stirring the pot of information throughout the Ohio Valley.
More like shaking it.
Julie Larish, after the 8 o'clock news, Belmont, Hoof, and Paw give us the latest about what's going on with all these poor animals there here in winter and all the problems in Belmont County. It's unbelievable. And there's going to be a comic here as well by phone. His name is Clay Foley, and he is going to be joining us here. Well, not joining us, but he'll be here in the Valley on Saturday at Route 40 Lumberjacks, where they throw those hatchets or whatever. And so it's a fundraiser for Belmont County Hoof and Paw. So we're going to have both people here, Julie and Clay Foley, and the comic. And we'll learn all about this, and maybe he'll have some good jokes and all that. So we'll have a good time. All right. Now, apparently I got in trouble with some of my listeners, and they're watching on the Facebook Live stream. We do a stream of the show. God only knows why anybody ever watches this thing. I swear to you. I will never understand this. There's nothing much to see. There really isn't. Just a microphone, world-class, state-of-the-art studio here on Rock Hill, podcaster board, state-of-the-art podcaster board, state-of-the-art iPhone, and me. And let's face it, no one's ever accused me of being Brad Pitt. Never. And yet people watch. I don't know why. I'm guessing they're either sadists or masochists. Either way, this would fill the bill for their specific needs. Either the sadists would enjoy watching me suffer, or the masochists enjoy watching themselves suffer by watching this. Either way. So I can actually serve, now that I think about it, two subsets of the listening audience, the sadists and the masochists. So I guess I'm multitasking in a way. All right. Well, anyway, one of the people who's watching on Facebook is a Kaylee Bennington, and she starts with this. Let's see. How you live your life bashing people and spewing lies about others' traumas and pain is better. You have no idea what us nonprofits do and how hard we all work. And you don't allow human trafficking. That's how uneducated you are. Sound, what a miserable job to spew. And on and on and on. Okay, so here's the thing. I am not making this accusation that there's human trafficking going on at the homeless encampment in Wheeling, being run by the city of Wheeling. This was in the newspaper, the editorial. In fact, the editorial titled, Homeless Camp Needs Buy-In from All Parties. And most of the editorial pretty much agrees with everything I've been saying for, you know, months now. Actually, for years now. They're finally coming around going, oh, yeah, they are vagrants. Oh, yeah, they are useless, you know. But the thing that jumped out here, and again, it's not me. This is Wheeling City Councilman Ben Seidler. Quoted, a direct quote in the editorial of the newspaper. Here's what he says. This place is, homeless encampment is rife for drugs, abuse, human trafficking. The list goes on and blah, 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 blah. When I read the human trafficking yesterday, I lost my mind on the air. I couldn't believe that this would be allowed in the city of Wheeling. In a homeless encampment that's being overseen by the city of Wheeling. I lost my mind. I couldn't. How is this not the lead story? You bury the lead in your editorial? And so, being the consummate broadcast professional journalist that I am, I followed up. Actually, it's journalism 101, but you know, call it whatever you want. I reached out to the city. Police department. Spokesperson, Philip Stahl. Good guy. Does a very good job. He's very responsive. He's actually been great. And here's what I wrote to him right after the show. Because, again, I'm losing my mind. Human trafficking, children, illegals, this, prostitution. Again, I'm not making this accusation. This is a Wheeling City councilman making this accusation. This is an incredible accusation. And why the newspaper buried the lead here at the next to the last graph in this editorial is beyond me. But this thing jumped out at me, and I'm losing my mind here. So I reached out to the Wheeling Police Department. Phil Stahl. Here's a copy of the email. Hi, Philip. I hope you are well. We had many questions about a claim made by a city councilman regarding the homeless camp. This is the quote from the Intel editorial. Quote, "This place is rife for drugs, abuse, human trafficking. The list goes on," he said. End quote. "Would you please give us any and all information regarding human trafficking at the homeless encampment? That would include the number of incidents, arrests, convictions, etc. Also, how does the city define human trafficking? Does that include prostitution, male and female, children, virtually enslaved illegals, etc.? Thank you." And I included the link to the editorial. I mean, this is how you do journalism. It's the most basic thing. I get a reply. And the reply from Phil is this. There are none. Let me read you the exact. Let me read you the exact thing here. Hold on a second. Let me just do Philip Stahl. All right, here we go. All right, here's the exact exact response. "Hi, Dimitri. We have no incidents or arrests of human trafficking." Next graph. Here's the West Virginia state code for a definition of human trafficking. That's it. We have a Wheeling city councilman who is making the truly outrageous. Look, I'm no fan of the homeless. I'm no fan of these vagrants. I'm no fan of these bums. I'm no fan of politicians, city, state, whatever. Their ineptitude and their dishonesty is legendary. But fair's fair. When they're wrongly accused, you need to hear about this. And here you have the intel. An editorial, no less. Essentially the voice of billionaire Bob, who is the publisher. Billionaire, he inherited the money, of course. And in the editorial, they're using a direct quote of City Councilman Ben Seidler. Quote, "This place is rife for drugs abuse, human trafficking." That's in the editorial. And you're telling me nobody follows up on this? Well, apparently not. Apparently, I'm the only one who did. And Wheeling Police Department responded like that immediately. "Hi, Dimitri, we have no incidents or arrests of human trafficking." No ifs, ands, or buts. So now my question is this. What the hell is Ben Seidler even talking about? How can you make such an outrageous charge when the city is saying, no, that's not true. No incidents or arrests of human trafficking. Not just a few or no means no. So you've got a Wheeling city councilman now who is making an outrageous and apparently reckless, well, certainly reckless, accusation regarding the homeless. And again, I'm no fan of the homeless, believe me. An outrageous accusation also about the city of Wheeling allowing this. But the Wheeling Police Department is saying, no, we have had no incidents or arrests of human trafficking. What part of no do you not understand, Ben Seidler? And by the way, why would the newspaper publish this in an editorial, no less, without first checking to see if, oh, by the way, it might not be true? Again, this is journalism 101. God, this is not hard. This really isn't hard.
When someone makes an accusation, especially a public figure like Ben Seidler, Wheeling City Councilman, you follow up and go, oh my God, this is an amazing story. Let's see if it's true. Turns out it's not true. And yet the newspaper puts it in its editorial. Do you think they're going to make a correction now? Knowing billionaire Bob, no, he's going to pretend it never happened. But that's what they're publishing. They didn't check it. And as for Ben Seidler, who's, by the way, no fan of this show, he called me a bad name and then hung up on me when the last time I interviewed him. Would someone please help me understand how Ben Seidler gets away with making these reckless charges about human trafficking at the homeless encampment, and it turns out it's not true? Is he that stupid? Or is he that big a liar? Because my guess is it's got to be one of the two. Well, maybe it could be both. It is Ben Seidler. Well, I don't know. But when you see Ben Seidler, Wheeling City Councilman, would you please ask him, why did you say there was human trafficking at the homeless encampment? Human trafficking is about as serious a charge as you could ever make, short of, you know, a homicide, a murder. And it turns out that's not true. The city is saying no, they have had no incidents or arrests of human trafficking. So is Ben Seidler just that stupid? Or is Ben Seidler lying? And why would the newspaper publish this, especially in an editorial, to back up their claims when it's not true? I mean, honestly, it's breathtaking. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. And some of the trolls that follow me on the Facebook live stream are attacking me. As if, you know, somehow this is my fault. Ben Seidler made the claim. The Intel published it, a direct quote. Am I the only one who bothers to actually check with the police department to see if any of this is true? Unbelievable. Absolutely, it's absolutely unbelievable. It just never ends here. It just never ends. Julie Larry should be joining us shortly. Belmont Hoof and Paw, they've got a big fundraiser coming up Saturday at Route 40 Lumberjacks, Stacey Longinette's place, where they throw those lumberjack hatchet things. I assume that's what they do. I haven't been in there. Most of the times, you know, I try to stay away from places like that because if people see me and there's a hatchet nearby, some of my, well, I don't want to say fans, but people who don't like me, they could just, you know, snap. So I try to stay away from places where there are lots of hatchets available for people who don't like me. But anyway, it's going to be a big event. They've got this comic, a guy named Clay Foley, who specializes in abused animals. And he does lots of jokes and humor and does lots of humor about animals. He had been a cruelty investigator in Illinois, and now he goes around the country as this comic, I guess, raising money, helping to raise money for different do-gooder organizations that care about animals. So Clay Foley is going to be live on the air. We're going to have Julie here in studio, and should be very interesting. East Ohio Regional Hospital. Still nothing. Remains unclear Monday. This is according to the Intel. Whether employees should expect to be paid today. Hospital staff, Julie Ross, is saying don't have any new information. Payroll delay, just one of several issues. And I think they're going to have some sort of a protest thing or some demonstration thing. I thought I read that somewhere here. Hold on, I've got papers all over the place. Let's see. Is this it? And again, last week, paycheck Tuesday. Oh yeah, here we go. Employees told Channel 7 they're planning a peaceful I would hope a peaceful protest. Although if it wasn't peaceful, and you got the hospital right there, but it's going to be a peaceful protest on the sidewalks by East Ohio Regional Hospital on Wednesday. That would be today, 11 a.m. Due to non-payment of work. So there's that. Again, for all of the people, East Ohio Regional Hospital, I reached out to my client
Serena Heckathorne, Serena Heckathorne Health Markets Insurance Agency, and she has assured me that they have geared up both offices in St. Clairsville and in Steubenville to handle any and all needs of East Ohio Regional Hospital employees who want health insurance. The health insurance, according to some of the reports, have not been paid, and so now the employees have to get their own health insurance and probably life insurance as well if they got it through the hospital and dental and prescription drugs and everything else. Serena Heckathorne, and she is gold. She really is. She said they've geared up both offices, St. Clairsville and Martins Ferry, excuse me, St. Clairsville and Steubenville, and any employee, East Ohio Regional Hospital, needing health insurance, not just hospital employees, but anyone else as well, but especially these people, get in touch with Serena Heckathorne, Health Markets Insurance Agency, St. Clairsville, Steubenville. Tell them Dimitri sent me. They have geared up for you.